This episode is brought to you by Graybar. Graybar is a trusted and leading North American distributor of electrical, communications, data networking, and industrial products that supports projects of any industry. Construction, hospitals, industrial plants, schooling, and more. Yep, Graybar does that. Graybar operates with one clear mission: to serve as the vital link in the supply chain, adding value for customers and suppliers with innovative solutions and services. But here's what makes them different from the competition: being able to effectively navigate supply chains to get products on site and on time is crucial these days. And Graybar's nationwide logistics network, with over 290 locations across the country, assists owners and professionals build and maintain the operations in their electrical, communications, and industrial world by providing them what they need, when and where they need it, and within budget. Yep, Graybar does that. To view more information on their services, head to graybar.com. That's GRAYBAR.com. Yep, Graybar does that. This episode is brought to you by Putter Cup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Putter Cup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Putter Cup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Putter Cups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag, so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Putter Cup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the Pressure Putt Combo, you really save. And the Pressure Putt Combo includes both the Speed Bump and the Center Cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER. Golf Smarter number 561, published on October 11, 2016, is brought to you by Golf Overnight. If you're about to take a vacation or a golf trip, don't have your clubs slow you down. This trip, have your clubs waiting for you, not the other way around. Save 20% on your next shipment when you use our exclusive promo code GSMART. That's GSMART to save 20% at golfovernight.com. A revolutionary putter with a huge sweet spot that delivers a truer line with John Ambrose.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights to lower your score and raise your golf IQ. To hear the full interview and access hundreds of Golf Smarter episodes, sign up for premium access at golfsmarter.libsyn.com. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, John.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited to talk about this putter that you've created. Can we spend some time on this? Because we met briefly back in Utah at the ING conference, and you had these putters set up. And it's one of those putters, you kind of feel like a puppy who's heard a sound for the first time. You see this putter and go, huh? And I tell you, I came home with one, and I've fallen in love with this putter. It's I can't believe it. Like, I go back to my other putter and go, I'm just not hitting it as well. I've gotten so comfortable so quickly with this putter But I need to ask you a question right off the top, because this is the question that I get asked every time I bring it out, which is part of what I love about it. It's a great topic of conversation. It is really a conversation piece. Is it legal?
USDA and RNA conforming both, so it is totally legal, yes.
Why do people think it's not?
Well, you know, they actually kind of think it's they ask if it's legal because it seems like cheating because it's so simple. And I can understand that point of view. The question is, why hasn't it been put into play by bigger companies than me? And that's a great question. It's a question that I'm glad they haven't figured out the answer to yet, because I'm kind of like my own entity right now. But they make them big, they make them heavy, but they don't make them big and heavy. And I think there's a specific reason for that, because they can keep selling you another putter every year and deem it to be different than the one before it, when in fact, physics-wise, the putters are all the same. I've just been doing some research on mallets versus blade. This is a big topic now, blade putter versus mallet putter, because, you know, Jason Day and Dustin Johnson are using mallet head putters, and they've gone away from the blade. And everybody wants to know why. Well, good question. I'm not sure why. I guess the biggest reason why is the mallet head center face balance. And a center face balance putter really helps you do a down-the-line stroke. So you'll keep the face square on the backstroke and square on the follow-through, whereas the blade putter kind of mimics the rest of the irons in your bag, and it makes you want to do a screen door stroke, so you open on the backstroke and close on the follow-through. And it mimics what you do with the rest of your clubs. So it seems comfortable, simple, and easy, but it's not effective. It's a terrible idea. Who sold us bill of goods for putting? I have no clue. if it was the case that you could mimic your irons and putt really well the same way, then great golfers like Sam Snead and Ben Hogan would have never given up their style. I mean, Ben Hogan quit playing because he couldn't putt anymore, and he's the best ball striker ever. Why'd he quit putting? Because he even said himself, golf and putting are two completely different sports. One's played in the air and the other's played on the ground. And when you have to open and close a putter face, it's suicidal.
Yep. So, I've gravitated, you know, I didn't start playing golf until my 40s, and I immediately gravitated to mallet putters, especially a center shafted putter. To me, it made it so much easier to line up the putt and know that you're, you know, if you have that center shaft, you can just go right through the ball right at, you know, impact where that you're focused on the center of the putter with a, but it doesn't work that way with a blade. And I've never been comfortable with blades, and I've tried. I've always gone right back to a mallet. And that's one of the other things, that yours is beyond a mallet. It's almost a snowshoe.
Right. It's big. Well, the USGA limits 7 inches. From toe to heel. You can't make a putter bigger than 7 inches from toe to heel.
Okay.
So we started off with 7 inches because that's the limit, and maximized the moment of inertia on that, which is to maximize the outer weighting of it. And it was like 800 grams. It was huge. And although it was extraordinarily stable, the swing motion of it and the impact feel on the ball was really not there. So we started backing it off, and when we came to 6 1/4 inches, we maximized that moment of inertia. It was about 620 grams of weight, and that's where we settled in. Club companies out there, they tout this concept of higher moment of inertia than the other guy, and it's not a true statement.
I apologize.
That's okay. I'll start that over.
No. Keep going.
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just my interruption, and I apologize.
Oh, not a problem. Turn off your cell phone. I did that.
Actually, it wasn't my cell phone. When my cell phone rings, it rings on my computer, on my laptop over here.
Better.
So my cell phone was quiet. It was the computer, the laptop, that started. So that is now out of the way. My bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Anyways, the putter companies talk about moment of inertia, and they claim one is better than another, higher moment of inertia. If it's 5 inches from toe to heel, which most of them are, and it weighs about 360 or 380 grams, which most of them do, the moment of inertia is virtually the same. I mean, you can stretch that weight out to the outer edges of the putter, and that will change the moment of inertia somewhat, but most of them don't. So the end game is it doesn't really do any good. And the purpose of moment of inertia is to stabilize the head as it moves through the air around the axis of the shaft. The shaft on the putter is the swivel point of the head. So when you swing the club, the head's going to want to revolve around that axis as it moves and open and close the face en route to the ball. That's, like I said before, is suicidal. You have, I mean, the order of importance in putting is you hit the sweet spot, you keep the face square, and then it's got to do with the stroke. But stroke is like number three on the list of importance behind impact on the sweet spot and keeping the face square. But yet everybody gravitates to the swing as if that's a big deal. It's not a big deal. In some of my demonstrations, I've taken a putter pointed at the hole on a flat putt for like a 10-foot putt and swung 45 degrees offline, and the ball goes like about 7 degrees left of the hole. On occasion, I've even made the putt with that horrible a stroke just because I was sure to keep the face square. But you turn the face 45 degrees and go right at the hole, and it's like 37 degrees offline. It's five times worse. So face direction's huge.
Sure.
That's what oscillating the face on purpose is. I see no logic to that. But there's a common rule out there, or a common concept about, you know, it's got to feel good and it should be simple and it should be easy. And, you know, simple is not necessarily easier. And touch and feel is not necessarily your good friend when it comes to direction and how the club feels in your hand. Just a simple fact that touch and feel is a product of hands and fingers, and you're not supposed to use your hands and fingers when you putt. So where does that come? Where'd that come up from?
Right.
What I believe to be true is touch and feel is a product of your depth perception for distance measuring. You have to equate what you look at for touch and feel in what you need to do to give the ball the energy it needs to get to the hole, following the chosen track line. So if you've got a left to right break of 2 feet, the ball's going to follow that track line to the hole. And in doing so, you have to judge that distance correctly. And your depth perception, your binocular vision, is what equates into your touch and feel that tells you, okay, I need this much energy into the ball. Now, with this putter, the MOI Max, the touch and feel into the ball is equated to stroke size. Stroke size is a wonderful way to get distance control because it's just how big you move the club. It's just like throwing a ball into a playing cornhole. You wouldn't take a little choppy backstroke and try to chuck it there hard. You take a big long arm motion based on the distance you're looking at, and you try to estimate that for how big your arm swings. It's the same equation, so it's the purest way for us to use what we have.
Yeah. Part of what I love about the club is when I'm putting well, so often it seems on my lag putting especially that I'm going to come up an inch to the right of the hole just past it. So it's a really good putt. It's just an inch off to the right. My line was wrong. And I noticed that when I would put your putter behind the ball and let it stand there on its own. And for those of you who are watching on this, this is the putter behind me standing up on its own. You can see it standing here. It's a great way to stand behind. And besides the fact that everybody on the green at that point is going to start laughing, it's like, wait, what? You could step behind the putter and it's got parallel lines that show you right into the center of the club face. And I noticed that I've always been aiming 1 inch right of the hole. I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
Oh yeah.
You know, I always thought I had a good line going, and Why did I miss that? Well, I didn't have that good of a line going. And this has just been an exclamation point on my position when I set up on my putts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and what going the putter and teaching it, guys will stand behind and line it up perfect up their chosen aim line. And then when they walk up, they look up at the line and they readjust it. And it's like, why would you do that? You're much more accurate from behind the ball lining up than you are over it looking with a singular eye. So it's just, you know, we say don't adjust it, trust it. Once you line up your line, trust it. And you're done with alignment. The putter's lined up. You use it as like a reference point to parallel your toes, hips, shoulders to the aim line. You've got the putter pointing down, and your aim is done. So this direction control is not an issue now. When you get aggress the ball, you get your grip. You feel the weight in your hands. You feel that comfort of how your mechanics are going to move it through the air. Now all you have to do is look up at the hole and assess the distance between back line to the cup. Once you've got that locked in place, you look down and fire away. And you're comfortable to do that because everything's so perfect, you're not going to second guess anything. A huge thing I've discovered lately, and this is really exciting. If you can get your mind on something other than staring at a ball with nothing else to do, your mind is not going to be your enemy anymore. People that second guess and do subconscious in-stroke corrections kill their game. This doesn't let you do this because your mind has something constructive to do that's in the present moment. When you hear them talk on the tour all the time about, I'm in the moment, I'm in the moment. Sure. That's very, very poignant.
Oh, being we talk in the about moment, that a lot here on the podcast, yeah.
Oh, being in the moment is the only action that your mind can do that puts it in a singular sense. If your mind's in the moment, it's a tool. If your mind's not in a moment, it's either in past or future, and then it's a pain in the neck. It's thinking about what it needs to do, what it did or what it did right, what it did wrong, and it's jumping all over creation when all you need it to do is just be quiet so you can putt. So everybody's telling you, quiet your mind, have no mind, shut up your mind. That's impossible. It's like an ADHD kid sitting on a floor and say, just sit there and be quiet for mommy. Really? Is that going to happen? But if you give them something fun to do, they're fine. And your mind's just all over the place if you don't have something for it to do.
Yes, I know. And right, I don't appreciate you talking about me that way.
Yeah. That's right. Well, just focus on me, and then you won't remember what I said.
Yeah, I'm that kid sitting on the floor.
Give me something to do.
Oh, it's true. It's true. Your mind is not your friend when it starts wandering. And the way things have always been with putters is you're so concerned about hitting the ball square with the putter because the sweet spot's the size of a dime. That what you end up doing is you're daydreaming, staring at that ball, trying to think it'll do that. Meanwhile, everything starts flooding in your head. Don't hit it too hard. Hit it harder. Remember the last hole. You didn't hit it. Get to the cup. You need this for birdie. You need this for bogey. Anything like that is not helpful when you're trying to move the putter. So
I really don't appreciate you watching me play golf without telling me that you're doing, because you're describing
I didn't just make, yeah. Yeah. I didn't just watch this to learn it. I've been doing it myself for years. So
right. My right now, my mind is my biggest enemy on the putting green. It's just beating me up. It's beating me up.
Yeah.
Tell me about you mentioned that most putters have a sweet spot the size of a dime.
Right.
Describe your sweet spot on the L2.
Well, I'll grab my L2 here as I happen to have it. The sweet spot on this putter is five dimes wide. Yeah.
It's how wide?
Five dimes wide. It goes from the toe to just past the circle, or 3.5 inches. From there all the way up to there, 3.5 inches. It's five dimes wide. Can you imagine how simple that is to let go of the problem of hitting the sweet spot? And technically, a sweet spot is a sweet spot. the alignment marks.
Right.
Right.
So I don't mean to interrupt your thought, train of thought, but I'm just showing off the putter head.
Oh, right.
As we're talking. So if you're watching on the video, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good.
But you can also see the putter, what it looks like.
Yeah, that's okay. A sweet spot is a sweet spot. So our sweet spot isn't any bigger than any other putter's sweet spot. It is, they're all the size of a dime. But there's something called the impact area, and the preferred impact area mimics the sweet spot.
Okay.
The sweet spot and the preferred impact area are one and the same with most putters. This one's not. It's 3.5 inches.
How do you do that?
So you can hit it anywhere in that area, and it's just like hitting the sweet spot. So what that means, the energy you put into the ball, you actually wanted to put into the ball. It won't shortchange you if you hit it on the toe or heel. If you hit it toward the toe or towards the other side of the sweet of the impact area, the face won't open or close. Normal clubs with a dime size sweet spot, if you hit it on the toe as you make impact, you're going to oscillate the face and you lose energy through the ball. So you end up short and right. Opposite occurs if you hit the inside, you're going to oscillate the face in and hit it short and left. And so this putter, it's so solid anywhere in here that anywhere you hit it throughout the impact area, it's going to go right up the line like you hit it in the middle. What that means is it frees your eyes up to do something other than stare at the ball. Mm-hmm. I personally have gotten quite comfortable, and most of the people, they actually are comfortable looking up at the hole when they putt on long putts. Exchange for that, on short putts, they look at the putter face to make sure it stays square. And what that gives them is a present moment action that keeps their mind busy participating in the stroke. Not looking where you're going makes no sense. The only reason we do it is because it makes less sense than hitting the ball wrong. So when you have a putter that has the impact area of ours and the high MOI, your eyes can go anywhere except staring at that ball, and that's quite a freeing feeling when you're out there. But it's funny to watch when I mention it to guys for the first time. I'll tell them, okay, I want you to make this putt. Don't look at the ball. Watch the putter head go back and forth. So they'll make the putt, and I'm staring at their head, and they never moved it. They're staring at the ball. I said, mm-hmm. You didn't look at the head. You were looking at the ball. He goes, I can't do it. I'd say, you aren't going to blow up. The world isn't going to end. Just try it. Do it once. And after they do it a few times, it's extraordinary. They go, I can't believe how easy this is. And I'm talking about serious pros, too, not just like an average amateur. When you let your head move with the stroke motion, your eyes go, your head rotates with your shoulders. It does a lot to free your shoulder rotation, which is where your motion should be. And having your head move with your shoulders helps. But more importantly, you're keeping the face square, which is mandatory. You don't have to worry about hitting the sweet spot because the impact area is so huge. And your mind's present moment busy keeping its eye on the face to keep it square. That combined, it just makes you really improve your game 100%, especially short game putts.
I can honestly say, let's see, the last three rounds that I've played, each time I've gone out with one person and inevitably they'll put another pair with us. And when I bring out the putter, I'm not exaggerating. People are like, what is that? So I love the fact that it's a conversation piece. I say, here, try it. Take a swing with it. I mean, it's very different, but it really helps you keep online and it doesn't allow your hands to push or pull the way you usually would. And it doesn't really matter how long it takes, but every time those other people have said, I'd buy one of these, I'd absolutely buy one of these. And I said, I don't blame you. And even my club fitter has fallen in love with this putter. You know, I go to a club fitter at a big box store, and he's a great guy. He's been on the show, and he did all my fittings. He loved this putter. He loves the weight of it. He loves the feel of it. And like pulled over his store manager and said, "You got to check this out." He goes, "Where did you get this?" I said, "Don't ask. You know, if I told you a retired airline pilot designed this, you wouldn't even want to talk to me. Just put it in your hands and putt for yourself and you'll figure it out." Yeah. So the big question everybody wants to know, what's it cost?
Well, the L2 standard, the L2 MOI Max standard and the lateral line putter actually sell for $169, and that includes free shipping. What we do with the...
I got to stop you there because we have an international audience. So when you say free shipping, we better clarify that.
Yeah, it's continental United States free shipping.
Okay, so it's in the contiguous 48 states. We're not talking about Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, correct, Canada, and all ports beyond. So in the correct contiguous 48 states, you get free shipping.
Free shipping.
Okay, yeah. This putter for $169. Then, okay.
Right, and beyond that, if we do ship, when we do ship international, we always try to find the best price that we can figure out for them and let them know ahead of time what it would be so they aren't surprised. But the L2 MOI Max standard gives you an opportunity. It's a 15-day money-back guarantee. You try it, putt with it, you know, and you'll know. If you don't know within 15 days whether you like it or not, then you haven't used it yet. So you'll find out right away. If it just doesn't seem like something you can equate to, then you can send that back in 15 days. Otherwise, we also give you a 30-day window, and the 30-day window is interesting. What you can do with that is putt with this club, try it, get accustomed to it, learn the weight, learn the style, learn the system, trust it more. And as you will, you'll start to discover a couple things that may make it a little better for you. A shorter shaft, more lie angle, the XL grip, for example, might be something you would be interested in. And you have up to 30 days to send that standard putter back to us. And all you're going to be doing is paying the shipping for this, send it back and forth. Okay. You send us the standard putter back, and for $50 more, we'll customize a new putter for you any way you want. We'll change color, we'll change lie angle, we'll change length, we'll change grips, anything that'll make that putter work. Our objective is to get the putter in your hands correctly, not just get you a putter. We want you to putt better. So,
what is the standard length of the shaft that you have? Is it 35?
The standard lateral line, MOI max is 33 inches with a 73-degree lie angle. Now, the average putters out there are 34 to 35, but this putter's just a little bit more upright than standard. Some of that has to do with the way the weight moves. Some of it's because it's flatter on the bottom. And some of it's because it stands by itself. Too much lie angle, like say this weight head with a 69-degree lie angle, what you end up giving yourself is a lot of double pressure in your hands. And you actually have that even with a traditional putter that's got a lot of lie angle. When you lift up a putter at address, you're lifting it up, but you're also holding it out of you with that lie angle. So you've got a lot of up pressure you're putting on your fingers, which really isn't conducive to being relaxed. So a lie angle that's a little more upright gets the club off the ground with a minimum amount of push-out pressure, and it relaxes your hands more. So that's we talk about all that. We're very, very reachable. I talk to people every day on the phone, and sure, I get accolades, I get comments, I get questions, I get customizing ideas, and I'm, you know, this is all I do is this putter, and I'm a director of instruction at a course called Hemlock Springs out here in Geneva, Ohio. But other than that, that's all I do, and so I'm
awesome,
committed to the putter.
Sure, sure. Okay, $169. Play with it for 30 days. You want to do any customization? You ship it back, you pay for the shipping, costs $50, and John will do anything you'd like with it, and then you pay for the shipping back to you. But you do get that free shipping on the first time out. And I'm really happy right that you do a 33-inch, because that's always, I can't play with 35-inch putters. It's just too tall for me. So 33-inch was perfect for me. So let me ask a favor, if I may.
Sure.
How about some sort of incentive for the Golf Smarter community to check your putter out? Can you offer them any sort of bargains?
Yeah, I think what we'd like to do, and we've done this only with the best options with companies that really lend a lot to the golf community, like Golf Smarter does. We'll do a $15 off if you use Golf Smarter as a code word, and we'll give you a $15 off coupon for that.
Thank you. I mean, I know it's kind of ballsy for me to ask. You know, here you are, a guy working out of your house. You don't have a factory. This is not, you know, your next career. This is your passion. This is fun for you. So any kind of discount at all is very generous, and I appreciate it very much. So basically, and we'll get the details worked out by the time we publish this episode, but when you're checking out, use Golf Smarter on the checkout code, and you'll get $15 off your purchase. And also, John will appreciate knowing that this conversation had some meaning to it.
Yes.
John, tell me the website so people can go look at it.
L2putters.com is the website, and browse through it. There's a ton of great videos that do a lot better explanations than I am, and you'll see it over and over again. We do a lot of things to help you really understand the system, and it's a commitment, but it's a fun and good commitment that you'll enjoy, because you really will lower your score. You know, one quick comment. I was showing a tour pro the putter, and he said, gee, if I had this in my caddy's bag and he had to carry it around, he'd shoot me for it. I said, it gets a lot lighter when you win. So, you know, I don't think he'd mind carrying it too much to be able to tournament. You don't want to get carried away. I mean, a cell phone weighs like 200 grams. So, I mean, you know, 600 grams versus 380 grams, come on. It's not that heavy. Take a few balls out of your bag and you're going to be back to normal again. So,
yeah, you know, well, you know, when you, as soon as you pick it up, you'll notice a difference. You'll definitely notice a difference.
Yeah.
I was excited to meet you. And I, you know, I just want to remind everyone to go to l2putters.com to learn more about these putters. And don't forget to make that purchase. Use your checkout code GOLFSMARTER, and you're going to save $15 on any savings at all is worth it. And this is a very generous offer. So, John, thanks so much for doing that. And don't forget, if you're outside the United States and you're interested, or in Hawaii or Alaska, and you're interested in purchasing one of these putters, communicate with John, let him know, and he'll let you know ahead of time what the shipping costs are going to be. So there's no surprises there. So, John, I hope this works out for you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, Fred, thanks. Thanks for having me, and thanks for having a great show. This is a great thing for golfers to have at their disposal. I hope everybody takes advantage of your program. It's really very informational, and it's fun to listen to. Thanks for being there.
And if you need more on the L2 line of putters from John Ambrose, let me suggest two videos that I've just posted to our Golf Smarter TV channel. First, this entire interview, recorded via Skype, allows you to see what we were talking about when each of us were holding up the L2 MOI Max putter. Second is around 6 minutes long, from when I first met John back in May at the International Network of Golf Conference in Utah. In that video, you'll see John's introduction to the putter, and you'll see the putter in action with a couple of people, along with myself, taking our very first strokes with it. Now, if putting is one of your issues, it is for me. God, is it for me? But not much anymore. Then maybe you should take advantage of his generous offer of $15 off the regular price, which is only $169. And if you live in the continental United States, it's free shipping. Just use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER. That's one word, GOLFSMARTER, at l2putters.com. L2putters.com. All the links can be found in today's show notes, or watch and listen directly at golfsmarter.com. Please join the conversation with listeners and myself on our Golf Smarter Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Golf Smarter. If you just would like to communicate directly with me, then click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.